Hello?
Yes, hello. This is Evan calling from Local Splash. Am I speaking?
Yeah.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. Is this George?
Yeah, speaking.
Perfect. George, is English okay, or do you need me to help you in Spanish?
No, English is fine. Quick question. I thought you were going to email me something about how to log in and to send you the pictures for the DSA.
Okay. I see what you mean. It's the client dashboard that we provide you access to. And you're absolutely right. It helps you with uploading photos, videos, and even making changes, right? So give me just a second here. If you could just help me with the security question, which is, what is the name of the city that you were born in?
I don't remember. We were doing the...
Yes, I understand. That's what I was going to check. Unfortunately, it was Andres that actually took that part of the interview. So not to worry. I have your information here. Can you just tell me your last name, please?
Cubas. C-U-B-A-S.
Awesome. I appreciate that. That should be good right now. So when it comes to the client dashboard, normally you get the information within the first 6 to 7 days, right? But let me go ahead and see if I could do it now for you. Okay, so I see that they sent it out to Andres, it looks like. The address that we have here for an email is adscorp82@gmail.com.
You were supposed to add my email too, because I was looking for to do over the weekend and I couldn't do nothing. And I think you guys are closing the weekend, right?
Yes, unfortunately we're closing the weekend. What I would have to do is I can only have one email at a time, right? So that would mean that we would have to remove, let's say, Andres' email and replace it with yours. I hear that you're the one taking. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, I'm gonna be administrating that thing and see what's the best bet. Now, let me ask a question. As far as your service, what do you exactly do? Because Andres just signed up. I mean, he just mentioned to me, oh, by the way, I signed up, you know. Oh, okay. So I'm trying to catch up with what he did.
I understand. So I just sent you a quick little text that just says, hello, this is Ivan with Local Splash. That way you can text me your email, and then I can go ahead and make the changes, and I'll send you your credentials right away. And that way you can log in whenever you want to, right? Not a problem. So the offer that we're helping with Andres, right, with the business, we're helping with an online presence that includes, let's say, Facebook ads and most of it, which is known as SEO, which is the search engine optimization. What we're going to be doing is helping him with his Google business profile. Now I believe we're going to be helping him with the situation. So let me check here just one more thing here. Okay, so it looks like we're creating a Google Business Profile, which is very important, right? This is something that is going to help with being shown on Google Maps.
Now, the email that I'm providing you is not going to show on Google Maps, isn't it?
No, it's not going to show on Google Maps. This is going to be, it is going to be associated with, I'm just double checking what website it's going to be linked to, right? Give me a sec. Okay, so the website is yours, which is perfect.
Now, you mentioned that you were going to make a website for him as well, or what's the story on that?
So it's a Google Business Profile that we're creating. This is what you typically see when you're searching information about a business on Google Maps, right? You know how you say, when you go to a restaurant, right, you say best restaurants, and then a list of restaurants.
Right.
Here. So that's basically what we help out with, right? This is actually something that would help people find your business by using keywords like remodeling contractor, right? Of course, there's a few different ones like kitchen remodeling, renovations. So we have a list that we went over with him. That way we give his clients, your clients, basically different options to find them, right? So right now what we're doing is we're going to create that Google Business Profile. Once it's up and running, we're going to also link it to your website, right? That way clients can check out your website. But it doesn't look like you'll have an email on there. What we can do is we can give you access to the Google Business Profile once it's ready to any email
that would be great.
To any email that you want. And nobody will be able to see that. So that's always good, okay?
Good. Yeah, the only thing is that he does have a website, but contact the provider. I try to contact the provider to let me access, because whenever somebody goes into the web, goes into contact, I don't know where everything goes. You know?
Oh,
so
okay.
We have a website, but I don't know if I might change it or not. I don't know what's going on with that, honestly, though. I'm still trying to decipher what Andres did, because he's not even sure about what he did, too. So,
I see. Well, not to worry. If you run into any issues with the other, let's say the person or company helping you with the website, the package does include a website. So if you do need one, we can go ahead and create one for you. I know it's cost.
Right.
Of course,
I just send you.
Go ahead.
Right. I just send you the website that we have. I don't know if you could do something better than that, more interactive. So
I have the
I'll
website.
Send you my email.
So I have the website right here. It looks
can you
like...
Text me?
Go ahead.
Can you text me the website?
Yeah, definitely. So this is the website that we... the website that we were told to promote, right? So give me 1 second. Okay, you should be expecting it at any moment now.
Oh, it's the same one. Okay.
So I'm gonna, yeah, it should be the same. We don't do anything to those websites. For example, we wouldn't change anything on there. If you
quick
do
question, is that website
access,
created by you or was created by somebody?
It looks like it was created by somebody else because it shows that we're promoting it and the website was brought in. It looks like this is a business website. So that means that this was brought in by, I guess you could say Andres, right? So that's the website
right.
We're promoting. Again, right, if you need the, let's say if you want us to take over the domain, you could give us access to it, but we're going to change the entire design, right? And one of the benefits of having, giving us access is that we also give you access to it. All you got to do is log into the client dashboard. You'll be able to
right.
Make it at any time as well, right? So I just updated your email here. I'm going to go ahead and send you the test email. It's going to be the login credentials. Give me a quick second here. It might take a minute or two for you to get because it just takes a few moments to process here.
Now, let me ask a question. Can you send me some samples of the website that you guys offer to see the difference of what he has now?
Yeah, we could definitely send you something that we will start with. But again, these websites that we create, right, they're customizable. So, for example, we could send you a preview, but at the end of the day, you might not even want it to look that way, so we want you to know what you're seeing is good, but it can be customizable to fit something else.
Right.
For example, we have clients that, let's say, find other websites that they like, and they tell us, can you go ahead and use this website, try to make it as close as you can to it? And we try to make it as close as possible without breaking any, let's say, laws, right? So it's always optional, again, and it's customizable, which is the best part. I will send you out an email. Okay, can you just confirm if you receive the credentials to your to your client dashboard?
Just give me 1 second.
Yeah,
also, what's your email so I'll forward you the pictures that we have?
Good question. You could you can
you might need it, if you needed to add it to the Google thing.
Yes, it would be a really good thing. So let's say if you want to send in documents, photos, videos, then you're going to send it to support@localsplash.com. I'm going to text you
that, please.
Yes, I'm texting it right now.
Okay, so
it's just going
to
say
so you text me the credential to log in, right?
I sent you two. I sent you the text messages with the credentials, but if you could go ahead and check your email, that one would be a lot better. The email that I sent out is going to be titled Login Credentials to Your Advanced Reporting. Right? This is going to be very important, I would say, because it includes a few things. It has the credentials, the link to your client dashboard, and it also includes a video on how to use the client dashboard. It's a 5-minute-long video, right? But that doesn't mean we can't, you know, answer any questions if you have some in the future. You could text us your questions, or you could call us. Not a problem.
Okay. Let me email you the link for the pictures. So just to make sure you're able to open it.
Okay, are you going to send a link of photos, or are you going to send in each photo separately through the email?
No, I'm going to send you a link for you to open the photo. That's what I got from...
Is it timed by any chance?
Say what?
Okay, so you're open to the link that I sent you?
I'll just look at it, the link that you sent me. Let me open it 1 second.
Okay, okay. Yes, go ahead and try to open the link that I sent you. I could show you how to add photos right now and even videos. So it's definitely useful.
Okay, it says splash, terms and expires. I have to put my mobile number here, I guess.
Okay, so let me double check. So if terms and conditions aren't signed, then that's going to be an issue, right? They need to be signed in order for you to have access. Give me just a second here, and I'll check. I believe Andres was going to be signed here since his billing information is on here. So that's going to be, that's actually going to be an issue. He's going to need to sign the terms and conditions so you can log into your client dashboard. Now, for now, you can send in photos and videos by email. But again, it's quite simple. If you maybe are around him later today, all you guys
now
do,
do you have this in Spanish?
The terms and conditions, they're going to be in English.
Yeah, I'm going to have the translator for him.
I would recommend to go over with him. I'll be honest with you. The only thing that I would say that I like to go over with my clients is just the billing information, which, again, right, we like to remind our clients that these payments are automatically every month, right, on the same day. So if he wants to not get charged, then all he has to do is call us before that billing date. 3 days would be great, and that would actually avoid any charges.
About that, how much is the charge monthly?
The charge is $249.
$249. And what days do?
They're going to be coming out on the 15th of every month.
And he already put a credit card, right?
Yes, that is correct. But again, if we're very easy to actually avoid payments. All you got to do is call us before the 15th of every month, and they will be voided because we don't hold contracts and we don't charge you to cancel, right? So that's the best option is just call us before then if you feel that you shouldn't be charged, okay?
Okay. Let me go over with him with this. The password that you sent me is not going to expire, isn't it?
No, it's not going to expire. It's going to stay the same until he signs the terms and conditions. If you have any problems, just let us know. We can go ahead and make sure to have anything fixed for you, okay?
Yeah, it's close to 4 o'clock. I'm in the East Coast, so I think I have,
about 30 minutes.
What time is it? 3 o'clock?
Yes, it's 3:15 right now, so you got about 30 to 45 minutes. Of course, if you need...
Yeah, probably I'll call you tomorrow. If not, then I'll call you...
Okay.
Do it tomorrow, probably.
Yeah, send us a text with a good day in town to reach you, and we'll set that appointment for you. Not a problem. Or just call us when you're ready.
Okay. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it.
Oh, I appreciate your patience. You're welcome. Have a good day.
Richard.
Bye.